The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Darren was speaking on News Talk Breakfast this morning, and he was making that point that there's an increase in homophobic attacks and slurs, and just in a kind of a feeling of threat out and about in society. And it means that he and others feel that they can't hold hands, and that, you know, they were putting themselves in danger should they do it. Kate Brennan-Harding, the DJ and broadcaster, is with me on the line. Kate, I mean, when you hear Darren making this point, does it surprise you, or is it something you've experienced?
It's definitely something I've experienced. It doesn't surprise me. It makes me feel very sad, to be honest. You know, I was one of the campaigners for the marriage referendum back in 2015. It's just past the 7-year anniversary. And that was like a watershed moment, I think, for so many of us, particularly obviously in the LGBTQ plus community. Now, having said that, marriage did not equal, you know, all homophobia was gone. And there was a substantial amount of people who obviously voted no. But it sort of gave me at the time a sense of, you know, pride and a sense of safety. And I did feel different walking down the streets. And, you know, it just felt more kind of like I belonged and I was appreciated. And I have to say, steadily over the last number of years, I think with there's a big online movement of people, you know, navigating this world where they're just speaking from hatred. And it's filtered into society. I've experienced so much homophobia in the last couple of years. You know, it might be something that might be seem quite light, but when it happens to you quite regularly, it becomes draining. Like I would have, you know, for example, I was saying earlier to your researcher that I would have been walking down the street maybe a year ago, and I would walk into, say, an Eason's, and I'd have this man who was there buying a Mother's Day card with his son, and he nudged his son and he was like, "Look at the lesbian." And this is standing right beside me. Now, I am a lesbian. He's pointing out the obvious. But it's the sneery, snarky kind of comments. And I'd gotten used to that being Ireland of old. Now, I heard Darren earlier, and I heard him talk about, you know, not wanting to hold hands. I heard about, you know, obviously he was called a faggot. Which is an abominable word. It's one of those words, you can reclaim words, but that word is so, so full of hatred. And it stops people. It makes people so still and afraid. And then there are the women who suffered, you know, they were assaulted last week, ended up in hospital. And it just makes me just so, I'm so tired. I'm so tired of having to fight for my rights to just exist. And I really, you know, I totally agree with Darren. It's kind of up to a lot of heterosexual people. Sorry. I had that alarm to set to come on the air with you. It's kind of up to heterosexual people in a way to stand up and be counted and be our allies. You know, we're really tired of fighting this fight of like, it's not a fight of our doing. It's a fight of people looking at us, seeing us as other, seeing us as, and then, you know, using it as kind of a stick to beat us with. And it's just so, I'm so bored of it, to be honest.
Has it gotten steadily worse over the last little while, or it has?
It has. Well, as in, I can only speak from my own experience, and obviously from what I've seen. You know, there's horrific, obviously we can mention Sligo and, you know, the horrific murders that happened there. That and the assaults last week. I have friends who I have known over the last couple of years, and let's say they may have gone on a dating site, or they may be, you know, at a club, and they may have found someone and thought, oh, great, you know, and hooked up with them. And then they have been beaten up, or they have been sexually assaulted, or they have had, you know, they've been robbed. Like, a lot of this is happening and going underneath the radar, so to speak, because people are afraid to report it. Because, again, that comes back to homophobia and shame. The things that I've experienced and witnessed, I live in Galway, and I was at a gay night in Galway, Club Gas. This was a couple of weeks ago, and afterwards went to the local chipper, as you do, and the place was full of mainly LGBT people, and there was two men in the place, And they started making the most derogatory comments, and people, everybody was just sort of frozen and quiet. And I'm not the quiet, shy, retiring type. And I took them on because they were calling people. They were, basically, they said there's a smell of faggots in here. And then they were making sexual innuendos to any lesbians that were there. And I just didn't stand for it. Now, I was taking a risk. They could have gotten violent or aggressive with me, but they didn't. And I stood my ground and I kicked them out of the place. But like, it's just this thing where if you're met with that kind of aggression, it's very difficult to answer it, because so many of us have grown up. Like, I came out in the 90s and I'm very, very lucky. I had, you know, no bad experiences. I was out in my secondary school. I went to my first Open Pride in 1999. But like, the things that I experienced with Dublin Pride back then, I remember a milk carton being thrown at me and, you know, people spitting at you. And, you know, those days, thankfully, of that huge public, you know, oppression are gone. But this really extreme violence towards gay people is very apparent, and it's been let run riot as far as I can see. I would like to see more Garda presence, and I would like to see a Garda presence with, you know, very, very obviously around, you know, gay areas or gay nightclubs, even if it's for a couple of months, just to show solidarity and to be like, no, we're going to be here and protect our citizens, you know.
And do you suspect maybe the rest of us, if we'll describe the heterosexual community that way, that we've kind of lulled ourselves maybe into a kind of a false sense that, well, look, you know, we've had the marriage equality referendum and everything is hunky-dory now. Like, Pride is basically sponsored by all of the big tech firms and accounting firms and legal firms. So it is completely sanitized.
That's another issue. I mean, I very much, I think there's a fine line with that. I'm not into the big corporate sponsorship, because I feel like it's tokenism to a lot of degrees. You know, I know there's some good comes from it, but I don't like seeing how Pride is sort of, I think.
But I suppose I bring it up not so much because we've actually talked about that on this show as well before, about that issue. But I bring it up more to give a sense of, you know, the mainstreaming of. LGBTQI and that for the heterosexual community there is a sense, well, that has happened now and we can all move on.
Yeah, and exactly. And the thing is, like, I certainly understand that, like, the heterosexual community probably, you know, you're not going to be as aware of these issues because you're not facing them every day unless you're hanging out with gay people a lot. Do you know what I mean? And then you'll start to notice this just subtle, it can be very subtle difference, but it makes such a big deal because, you know, for example, I walk into a place and I will get, you know, as I said earlier, I'll get somebody who might call me a dyke. You know, like my answer usually to them is like, you really are stating the obvious. But, you know, I experience it more and more. And, you know, I have always been somebody that has held my partner's hand. And at the beginning, when I was coming out, it was more like it felt like a militant kind of, you know, punk move to just hold my partner's hand. Now I just do it without thinking. But I think for straight people, for heterosexual people who are not experiencing this, I think it would be great if you really start hearing, you know, that there is a massive rise in homophobia and a massive rise in transphobia. And it's just something that I don't think as Irish people we really want to happen here. Like, Dublin is my home. I live in Galway. Dublin is my home. And I've always felt, or used to feel, safe. I used to work in the city. I used to walk home towards the Liberties. I know some people might be like, oh, you shouldn't be walking on your own. I know my mum was very much like, you shouldn't be doing that. But I've always felt like it was my Dublin. And the last number of times I've been in Dublin, I wouldn't do that anymore because I've witnessed violence. I've seen the violence. And I think straight people in particular, heterosexual people, the biggest thing you can do is if you see something happening, it's not put yourself at risk or in danger, but it's say something. And, you know, I'm seeing it like culturally, it is not being called out. It's very similar as well. I would draw a similarity with, you know, in terms of sexism, in terms of what women face. And it's like where, you know, I was at a rally recently and I was saying, you know, at that stage, you know, men, call out your friends, call out your brothers, call out your dads. It's up to you to kind of make a difference. And for the gay community, our heterosexual allies, we need them really. We need them more than ever at the moment in Ireland. Yeah. We need to stamp out what's happening.
Well, listen, Kate, we appreciate your time and for sharing some of those experiences with us and continuing the conversation. Like I said, it started today, this morning on News Talk Breakfast with Darren Kennedy. Kate Brennan-Harding, DJ and broadcaster. Thanks a million for your time.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.